Think of life without music.
Good pre-evening. You're tuned into a new episode here of Crispy Critics. My name is Sydney. I'm joined once again by John Drake, and this week we have a little bit of two artists I'd like to say that have worked together a little bit and are connected in some ways.
Yes, it always happens that way, but I kind of made it that way because I assumed you were going to take a certain disc.
Yes. Okay. So we have two artists who kind of have a theme this week. I know the past few weeks we haven't really had one, but I guess this week we'll kick off a theme here. But these artists have worked together, and the artist I picked for this week, it's a record that came out this summer in July, actually, but we haven't played it yet here at KVSC, so I thought I'd do it just because it's a really cool record and we haven't played it yet, and I think people should listen to it because obviously it's a cool record. That's why I picked it.
There you go.
But it's the new record from Blood Orange, which has gotten a bunch of attention here in the past couple of years just for great work, great music, and this is a new record. He's calling it a mixtape, actually, called Angel's Pulse, and it's full of just really short songs, but
right.
They're really good, though.
So I listened to it in July, I believe.
Yeah.
And I first was, like, taken aback because I was expecting something a little bit more like Negro Swan.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, full-on songs. And now that it's brought up that it's a mixtape, my goodness, yes,
yeah.
It works. But it's the shortest record that Dev Hynes has ever put out. It's like 31
yeah.
minutes, 26 seconds. And, you know, you're thinking in terms of a mixtape, you want to get from the end of the tape, you know, flip it over and you're going to get to another song. 31 minutes, yeah. But what the idea is, I think, is the interesting edits between some of the songs.
Yeah, there are some strange ones, but there's also a lot of cool features on here as well. There's a lot of artists on here that also are on a couple of the tracks as well that make appearances on two or three. But a lot of the tracks are really short, you know, a
right.
minute, 50 seconds.
And see, that was
stuff
what
like
I was
that.
Looking for was radio-friendly, maybe 2.5 minute long songs. And I think we've come to an agreement about which songs really work.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing three of them, actually, because they're so short, but we might as well showcase them anyway. So I think we can get into it here with one of the starting songs in here. Once again, we haven't played any of these songs on KVSC yet, so they'll all be new to our listeners. But I have a track here from the new Blood Orange, the mixtape Angel's Pulse. We're going to take a listen to the song Tuesday Feeling, which I really like. I think it's a cool track here, and it's just one of the ones that I really liked the first time I listened through it. So, brand new music here now from Blood Orange. This is Tuesday Feeling, Choose to Stay, here on Crispy Critics.
You choose to stay.
That was brand new music there from Blood Orange off of the new mixtape called Angel's Pulse. That was the song called Tuesday Feeling, Choose to Stay. And that is one of the tracks with a feature on it from Tina Shea. That was, I like the feature on there, and there's a bunch of other features. She's on a couple other tracks as well on the record, and there's also a lot of features from Justine Skye, just a bunch of different people on this record making repeat appearances.
Right. Ian Asaya is also one of those people that are on the mixtape, as that goes. And see, that's funny about a mixtape, too, is that you're supposed to have different feelings and tell a story, and you do have all these repeat performers. But I like the variety of sound. It has a very summery feel. That's the one thing I noticed when I listened through it again, is that it's deeply summer. And, you know, here we are at the beginning of fall, basically, listening through it. It makes you kind of feel a little bit nostalgic.
I think it does, for sure. But there's just cool tracks all around on this album, even though they're really short. I think they are all pretty solid tracks. There's quite a few that are more upbeat, a little bit more R&B sounding, and then there's a couple that are a little bit more slowed down, a little bit more just different vibes on there. There's also some interesting writing on some of them as well, like the track Birmingham has, it's sort of a tribute to some people who were killed in a white supremacist bombing, so that has sort of an interesting story behind it, which I thought was interesting to read about. That one has almost more of a little bit of a gospel feel to it,
right? So
which is cool.
That and also the Chopped and Screwed part, which even shows up in the track that we'll be featuring somewhat soon. And I like the idea too that it starts all mellow and then gets kind of dark as we get midway through. So it's really well sequenced.
I think so too. And to get back into the music here, I think the next track I'm going to play is a track with another feature on it from Toro y Moi, who of course has been doing just a ton of stuff the past couple years, just tons and tons of stuff, and he's on this record too. It's a cool feature on here. The track is called Dark and Handsome, and I think I'll just get into it now and then talk about it a little bit after the song. But more brand new tunes here from Blood Orange, the mixtape Angel's Pulse. This is Dark and Handsome here on Crispy Critics.
Forever, and I told you everything you need to know that's not true. Lying to myself because it hurts you. Waiting for the simple taste to come through. I've been known to hide within my own walls. Jewelry in my eyes so that I don't fall. Up to higher places and escape with all my eyes intact, but who am I to kid? Pound of flesh and yeah, I'm still kicking. So it wasn't just for my own stupid. If you just scare me, riding up to Venice with a nosebleed, I stood before the waves and prayed to be clean. But daddy, in my mind, my gold turned green. This is everything you ever wanted. Crying for the ones I lost in 18. I keep 3-0-1 for unhappy. Nothing ever makes you get busted. 33 and still can stop thinking.
Some dark and handsome.
That was another track there from the new Blood Orange mixtape, Angel's Pulse. That was Dark and Handsome with Toro y Moi on it. I thought that was cool to see him on even more stuff this year, you know, with his own record. He did a bunch of stuff last year with, you know, producing and just writing a bunch of stuff. But also, this track I dug a little deeper too, and there's a couple lines in there too. There's one that says, "Crying for the ones I lost in 18, and it just sort of reflects he lost a close friend and bandmate in the past year, and also Mac Miller, who he did a lot of work with too, which I saw that line and was like, oh, that's right, I totally, you know, forgot about that kind of stuff. So that's also something I read in the song that I thought was a little bit interesting to read about. But a lot of these tracks, I feel like I look at the lyrics and there's so many more deeper stories and just stuff behind the lyrics to look for, these little nuggets of information almost.
Right. So it's like a sketchbook, they say. And it's also interesting to say that all of these appearances from the various features fill out the tracks. And I'm pretty sure that Dev Hynes was thinking, you know, very far ahead with the types of feelings that he wanted to get with the lyric content on this release.
Yeah, and now I'm going to be playing a track here from towards more of the end of the record. It actually is one of the last songs on the record. And it does sort of go to less of a positive feel towards the end. It gets a little bit darker. This is a track called Happiness, but it's not necessarily a happy track. It's talking about happiness will fade. So
And I played it last night on Crispy Bacon. So this is the second time in 2 days.
Okay, second time.
It's a song I like a ton and has a really kind of a cool dub feeling to it.
Yeah, so we're going to play one of the last tracks off of the record here. Once again, music from Blood Orange off the mixtape Angel's Pulse. This is Happiness Will Fade here on Crispy Critics. More brand new music there from the artist Blood Orange. That was the song Happiness Will Fade, one of the more darker feeling songs off of the towards the end of the new mixtape called Angel's Pulse. It does get a little bit more sad towards the end of the record, but it's still good tracks. They're still solid. And I like them a lot.
It's really in there, too. And I read a review on Pitchfork that states, "Is art only worthwhile when honed and ordered in service to a monumental statement or purpose?" Well, you know, it was the summer. Domino put it out in July.
Yeah.
And it was just a nice, light piece of music. But honestly, there's a lot more to it than just looking at it as a 31-minute broken-up piece of music. It's a full-on statement.
Yeah, so this record, definitely worth checking out if you haven't heard it yet this past summer, and we'll be playing it here on KVLC. Unfortunately, no Minnesota dates coming up here soon. Did sort of some West Coast stuff here in the past, and now is going to be still doing some more West Coast and Southern U.S. dates here, it looks like.
Right.
Nevada, San Diego, Arizona type stuff.
We could sure use Blood Orange up here. I don't think that he's ever really considered. He goes through like Chicago and Colorado and that to get to the west and the east. So, you know, come on up to Minnesota, please, Dev.
Yeah, let's hope so. But now we have another record that is sort of related to this artist as they've worked together before.
Yes, indeed. So the London-based producer Adam Bainbridge, their project is called Kindness. And Kindness is an artist, or, you know, that's the solo part of Bainbridge's work. Bainbridge has worked with Blood Orange,
yes,
but is really well known for being with Solange and as well Robin. And Robin is all over this new release from Kindness called Something Like a War, new on Female Energy, and was released in September. It's the third full-length release for Kindness. And what I see here is this is that larger purpose kind of music. You have a lot of longer tracks, things that work together, and again, getting a bit on the political end, which is interesting. Bainbridge is active in the London community. They also are a radio host and documentary maker, and like is totally part of that whole artistic scene. And I really do think that Something Like a War grew on me the second time through, kind of like how Blood Orange did. And I think the way we can start is take a listen to Kindness. And, you know, because Robin is all over this release, Robin like co-wrote 4 of the 13 tracks on the record. And there are at least 2 vocal tracks from the artist. And, you know, she was really pumped up from the Honey record from 2018. Mm-hmm. It was Kindness's production on Send to Robin Immediately. So they are considered, you know, pretty tight when it comes to putting together pieces of music. And there's like 3 in a row that feature Robin. And this one is a single that has quite an interesting story. It's based around a acapella track that was written by Todd Rundgren many years ago about kind of like hiding your feelings. But this part of it becomes anthemic with the song Cry Everything. So it's kind of like it was based on hiding, but it's all about letting it all out. So let's take a listen. This is Cry Everything from Kindness's new release, Something Like a War.
Give it away and
That was music from Kindness's new release, Something Like a War, and the track was Cry Everything. And I do think that that's really well put together as a single.
I think it is too, and I really like the collaborations with Robin as well. I always really like seeing artists do collaborations that work really well, so much so that they do a lot of collaborations with the artist on a record, but it still doesn't, I don't think it overpowers the record though. You know, Robin is on a good chunk of the, you know, stuff here, but it's not overpowering any of the stuff. It's still a Kindness record.
Right, absolutely. Interesting, though, to say that the mixer of this release, Philip Zadar Cherbaneshi from France, passed away this year, and that was in June. He fell through a window.
Okay.
The producer is best known for maybe working with the band Cassius, but they were very close friends, and it's kind of a bit of a heavy thing to note that part of that process was lost in the work of Kindness. Recorded over a whole bunch of different studios in London, mainly at Red Bull Studios in New York and a little bit in Los Angeles. Certainly, it's very cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So the next one, maybe my favorite of the singles, is featuring Jasmine Sullivan and is a pretty solid R&B sound in a record that's got a lot of different things going. Let's take a listen to Hard to Believe from Kindness on Crispy Critics.
I'll be
Music from Kindness on KVSC's Crispy Critics. The track was Hard to Believe, featuring Jasmine Sullivan. I do love a lot of the horns as well, and there is a piece that's very short that I like a lot, since we're talking about short music. Mm-hmm. Sam Things Aside, I think is what it's called, Sam Things Inside, and featured Sam Things Soweto. It's just so really well put together in terms of strings and horns, but only clocks in at a minute 54. The other part, the opening section of Sebum Boneni and Raise Up are also very, very cool. A couple of songs that are slinky and horn-based and are a little bit on the political end and very much connected pieces of music. So those are a lot of the very strong pieces of music in a pretty good record. By the way, Kindness is playing in the Twin Cities. Kindness will be at First Avenue featuring the support act Starchild and the New Romantic on Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m.
All right, so we got at least one of the artists coming our way.
Indeed. So, yay, Kindness. Well done. All right, it's just about time for us to send the Crispy Critics over to Brian Kay. Brian is the host for Diversions today from 5 until 7. And remember, it's the Granite City Radio Theater beginning tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Yes, exactly. But right now, we'll toss it over now here to Brian Kay.